This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And little Lisa, she's got an announcement she wants to make.
Okay.
So go ahead, Lisa.
Geauga County Right to Life presents our Chili Cooking for Life fundraiser. When? Saturday, April 26th from noon to 6 p.m. Where? Metzenbaum Center, 8200 Cedar Road, Chesterland, Ohio. That's 8200 Cedar Road, Chesterland, Ohio. Come meet Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian Resistance, and the Geauga County Right to Life team. We are hosting a chili cooking contest to raise funds to fight to restore pro-life policy, legislation, and education for Geauga County and the state of Ohio. We must protect and save the babies. Admission tickets, ages 12 and older, $15. Married couples, $25. Ages 6 to 12, $7. Ages 6 and under is free. Funds will also be raised by selling chili on demand at $4 a pint and $8 a quart. One admission ticket provides an all-you-can-eat chili bowl, salad, dessert, and drink. Cast your vote for your favorite chefs and attend the awards center ceremony. Support and raise funds for a good cause. Learn how you can help fight for life in Ohio. Enjoy some good food, music, and meet Americans who really care about protecting life. Educational information will be available at the Geauga County Right to Life table. We look forward to meeting you there.
All right, very, very good. We're going to play a clip, folks, here. And this is what the opposition has done with your tax dollars. And I can see that we may have a call because we see our board operators tied up right now. So making a call. He wants to. Can you take that clip away?
You got it.
Gentlemen, in an absolutely stunning development, the IRS has completely surrendered to President Trump, agreeing to hand over the personal identification information of almost every single illegal immigrant currently inside of the country. Now, allegedly, this agreement to hand over all of this illegal immigrant identification information comes after the head of the IRS, Melanie Krause, agreed to step down in order to avoid criminal prosecution for concealing the information of all of these illegal immigrants. And so now, as a consequence of this entire situation, the IRS is no longer being headed by a radical progressive activist, and President Trump and the fine gentlemen working at ICE now have access to the information of millions of illegal immigrants. And so, ladies and gentlemen, between you and me, I'd expect deportations to pick up in speed here in the very near future. But now, I'm sure many of you are wondering, how do all of these illegal immigrants even have Social Security numbers in the first place? Don't you need to be a United States citizen to get a Social Security number? Well, as it would turn out, the answer is no. In fact, take a look at what Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency just discovered a couple days ago.
We started at the top of the system, mapping the whole system of Social Security to understand where all the fraud was. And there's a lot of great people there that showed us really a lot of waste. And so that came up with a big list of stuff they're working on. You've heard some of that already. But this is what jumped out at us. When we saw these numbers, we were like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing chart.
Yeah, this literally blew us away. Like, we went there to find fraud, and we found this by accident.
You hear that, folks? During the Biden administration, millions of illegal immigrants were just given Social Security numbers. But you know what? It gets even worse. Take a look at this.
This is worth like just reiterating. It's not people sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep. No. They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it, and Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example.
So, folks, did you catch all of that? The Biden administration intentionally gave out Social Security numbers to millions of illegal immigrants in an attempt to replace American voters and subvert our country's democratic process, and millions of them have actively been collecting not just Social Security payments, but also Medicaid payments as well. And ladies and gentlemen, you know who's been paying for all of that? That's right, all of us hardworking American taxpayers. That's who. Seriously, folks, the Biden administration's plan was to open up the border to allow tens of millions of illegal immigrants into the country, then to have all of us American taxpayers subsidize the existence of our own replacements. Folks, let this be a reminder here that all of these radical progressives hate America and want to replace every single American with an immigrant from the third world. But you know what? Their plan failed. We all put President Trump back in the White House, and now President Trump has the personal identification information for every single one of these illegal immigrants that have just been existing in this country at the expense of the American taxpayer. But hey, check this out. As if this entire situation isn't infuriating enough, take a look at this. Everyone's favorite communist congressional representative, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, chimed in on all of this, saying, "The cruel spree to terrorize immigrants screws over all working Americans. Undocumented people pay billions into Medicare, Social Security, and programs that they are ineligible for. Hunting them also craters the social safety net. This is how the billionaire class divides and conquers." So, newsflash, not only are all of these illegal immigrants not paying taxes, but in fact, they're actually leeching benefits at the expense of the American taxpayer. And we know that to be a fact. All of this information is now public. It's all been exposed. The Biden administration, alongside the Democratic Party, had an intentional and explicit goal of replacing everyday Americans with immigrants from the third world and to make American taxpayers pay for the entire process. So I have to say, it's absolutely astounding to me that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is still out here trying to push this entirely debunked progressive narrative that illegal immigrants are actually beneficial tax-paying members of society, just like the rest of us. You know what, folks? Even if they were, even if all of these illegal immigrants actually did create a tax surplus, and they don't, but if they did, I would still want all of them to be deported. If you enter this country illegally and disrespect our nation's immigration laws, I don't want you here. You don't belong here. We are a serious country with serious laws, and if you break those laws, you need to leave. And so that, ladies and gentlemen, is why this entire situation with all of this Social Security information is so massive. Because now, President Trump has the names and addresses of millions of illegal immigrants. The Democrats' plan to fundamentally change the fabric of this nation, replacing everyday Americans like you and me with third world immigrants, has failed. Their plans have been exposed, and now all of their progress that they made under the Biden administration is about to be undone. Because now the Trump administration knows exactly where millions of these illegal immigrants have been living and what their names are, which means ICE can now begin systematically rounding up all of these invaders, and that's what they are, invaders, and getting them out of the country. So once again, if you're an illegal immigrant currently residing in the United States of America, if I were you, I'd get out of the country, because if you don't, The fine ladies and gentlemen over at ICE are going to have to help you leave.
All righty, we're back. And we have Jim McNeil. Jim, you wanted to say some words, I would imagine, for Elaine?
Yes, Pastor, I do. I remember Elaine for her bravery as she presented factual information to the Amish community at a huge meeting here, probably 600 Amish people. And she benefited them so much by her factual medical science information. And they loved her. But in the audience was a spy, a doctor from university hospitals from the Middlefield area that regarded the Amish as her express domain. And she filed charges against Elaine with the state medical board to try and revoke her nursing license, which Elaine fought bravely for years and finally won. This truly was a good conservative Christian woman, a patriot, and I miss her dearly. But I'm comforted to know that she's in the arms of her Savior.
You know, I offered to go. I said, you know, when they pulled her license, I said, listen, I'll go with you. Who do we go talk to? Let's go talk to that medical board. They need to hear from the Word of God, okay? And she said, well, I appreciate this, Pastor, but we've got our own way of handling this. And I was going to give them heaven sweet and hell hot. And because that's what they needed. But thanks, Jim, for those kind words. We all miss her. And it sure took me a while to find out what happened to her. And I'll tell you, it was I thought I was going to have to almost did hire private detectives to find her. No, we couldn't get any information from anybody. But anyhow, so we know where she's at now. She went to be with the Lord. She's home. She made it home, didn't she?
Amen.
Yes.
So, God bless. Let's go to Texas and talk to Bill. Bill, you're in the air.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, my name's Bill Runyon. I live at Boyd, Texas. I want to express my sincere condolences to Elaine and to her family. And I just wanted to express that, and I would have liked so much to have met that beautiful, dear sister. But I'm very glad that y'all got to know her and she got to know y'all. And I just want to express my condolences, but also extreme joy that she's with Jesus now.
Well, thank you very much for those compliments. God bless her. She was, like I said, we miss her. She was here. She gave us a lot of good information. And she was a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. And so, I mean, she fit right into our church, didn't she? She
yes.
really did. She came to work, and that's we love it when that happens. All righty. You had that article there talking about exactly. Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, this is Terror Crime Nexus Hezbollah's network. I'm sorry, on America's southern doorstep. And it reads, in the hierarchy of security concerns on policymakers' agendas, Hezbollah's presence in Latin America rarely captures headlines. A recent RAND piece, Hezbollah's networks in Latin America, finds that this oversight may prove increasingly costly as the organization adapts its regional strategy amid mounting financial and structural pressures. The implications for homeland security warrant consideration. Hezbollah's Latin American networks could exploit cross-border vulnerabilities, manipulate existing trafficking routes in U.S. cities, and potentially leverage criminal networks for intelligence collection or operational support within the United States. The October 2023 Hamas attacks on Israel or Israeli soil and subsequent escalation have dramatically altered regional dynamics, with recent Israeli strikes eliminating key Hezbollah leadership figures, including Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah. As the organization faces unprecedented operational constraints in Lebanon, Syria, and elsewhere, its Latin American networks, historically used predominantly for fundraising, could become increasingly valuable for providing operational redundancy and alternative bases of operation far from its primary theater. More recently, in November 2023, Brazilian authorities disrupted a suspected Hezbollah cell planning attacks against Jewish targets just 1 month after October 7th attack in Israel. In 2024, Argentina authorities flagged possible Hezbollah activity at a high-volume port in Chile after spotting Assad Aman Barakat, one of Hezbollah's most notorious money launderers. Though we cannot conclusively link the Brazilian plot and Barakat's presence to the changing dynamics in the Middle East, these developments suggest Hezbollah affiliates may be attempting to fill operational and funding gaps, incurring massive losses. Defense strategists should pay careful attention to the continuity of intent and the organization's proven ability to execute high casualty operations thousands of miles from Lebanon. Although Hezbollah has historically received at least 70% of its funding from Iran, its Western Hemispheric networks provide critical supplementary revenue through sophisticated criminal enterprises. These include drug trafficking, arms smuggling, document fraud, and money laundering operations, often conducted in partnership with local criminal organizations. Lastly on here, as policy makers put pen to paper on future security frameworks, understanding Hezbollah's Latin American operations is a component that must not be overlooked. Moving beyond the historic pattern of exaggerating or dismissing the organization's capabilities requires a comprehensive, evidence-based approach to open to public audiences. Only through such rigorous open-source analysis can a public understanding of these evolving threats be developed, leaving no significant vulnerabilities unaddressed at a moment when Hezbollah may be increasingly motivated to exploit them.
Okay, very good. You know, one of the things we were talking about before about the illegals, Trump is they're not going after, you know, mom and pop. They're not going after just ordinary people. They're going after the drug dealers. They're going after the gangbangers. They're going after the people that are committing the crimes. And somehow that's, you know, you don't see that. And then you have people like AOC and saying that, and that, oh, that one congresswoman, I can't even remember her name. It's just that strange name. We need those gangbangers. We need them here, okay? This is unbelievable. These people, I mean, the Democratic Party have totally lost their minds, okay? And so, but now Trump is saying, look, here's what we can do, okay? For people, families that are, once they're vetted and they don't have a crime record, they don't, then they can stay and work. And if they want to be, say, they're farm workers,
yes,
they can stay and work towards getting, you know, getting a green card. Okay.
Yeah, he said if the farmers will kind of say that they're good workers and they need them for the crops, then they can stay and then get them vetted. So sure.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to right, and the farmers have got to say, look, you know, I'm going to vouch for these people here,
right.
Okay, because there's some, you know. We don't, We're not against Latin America. We're not against Venezuelan people or Mexican people. You know, that's what America's made up of, all these. But we're against people that want to kill us.
Okay? Yeah.
And just like what he was just reading about Hamas, it's not about what happened there on October 7th. It was not about the land. It's not about the land, you know. The bottom line is about Hamas's goal is to simply eliminate every single Israeli. I mean,
that's right.
They want to annihilate the entire nation of Israel.
From the river to the sea.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here, I mean, that's the way it's been.
Well, and these Democrats that are screaming the most, like AOC and some of those people, you know, what was she before she became into politics?
Bartender.
Yeah.
She was a bartender, mm-hmm. and now she's worth millions of dollars. How does a bartender become worth millions of dollars all of a sudden?
Well, it's not, actually, with her, it's not really a secret. She kind of got a reputation for not being the most chaste woman in D.C.
Well, yes. I don't know if that's going to make millions of dollars for you. But.
Well, you know, remember what Harry Truman said. He said, "When those politicians that get rich in office, you can bet they're crooks." Okay, the only way you're going to get rich in office is to be a crook. Okay?
Well, that's the ones that are screaming. Is the point I want to make is because, you know, you hear all these people going on, you know, screaming about this or that or the investigations, and they're filling their pockets. Well, they're not satisfied with their wages. They're getting more money than we ever can imagine earning in our lives.
We heard Mad Maxine say about USAID, all those billions. That's he'd true. Be taking away our slush fund.
Yeah,
that's. She referred to that as their slush fund.
Yeah, isn't that something? And they admit it.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, the entire party is going totally complete. There's nothing about that party that's not corrupt. Nothing. Yeah,
it's a shame, because at one time that party was a good party. But
yeah, well, it's not anymore.
No.
But their goal through corruption was absolute corruption, and that's what they tried to do. When they tried to get rid of Trump, and they wanted to have a one party, and that's a communist party. And then they are their own stock, lock, and barrel by the communist party.
Right.
Our real enemies are not in China or Russia. They're in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They're from within. Those are our real enemies right there. Okay, Lisa, you're ready. Go ahead. You're up.
Okay, this is from the Daily Mail. And it says, Michelle Obama's new podcast with her brother Craig Robinson has failed to meet expectations after it launched with great fanfare in early March. The new media venture, titled IMO, meaning In My Opinion with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson, follows the sibling duo as they give advice, discuss current events, and interview a variety of special guests. The podcast is underperforming on the charts, with recent statistics placing it as the 34th most listened to show on Spotify, according to the streamer's charts.
All right, here's what's happening now, because you know about our Trump's war on the Mexican drug cartels. Now, Trump is using, he has classified them as terrorists. The terrorists now.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because they've killed all the people. And by the way, this whole thing about one of the major reasons he's put this huge tariff on China is because of the drugs. That's heading right from the top government in China, bringing in all of these drugs, okay? And so here now, since they've decided that. They're gonna start taking these drug cartels out by using modern weapons, drones. They're gonna treat them as enemy fucking combatants. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You have a lot of those drug cartels operating right here in the United States in every major city, and so they may be declaring war on them right in where they're at, right here in our major cities too.
Well, they were talking about doing some drone hits into Mexico on the Mexican side.
So. The drug cartels are actually armed better than our border security, our border agents. They actually have better arms and better, and that's going to change because, again, we're going to start moving troops down, regular troops down in that area. And I got, you know, and if they use, again, the special forces to go in there, they're going to take out these drug cartels. And they've already let the Mexican government know if they have to go in there, they're going to go in and just stay out of the way, and we'll take care of things.
Yeah.
So, all righty. You had an article there?
This is just a short one. The one you covered on the $2 million to Hamas, but this other one talked about the assassination culture. A shocking number of Americans say murdering President Trump is justified. So there seems to be a huge, almost a culture, or I don't know, you know, when I read this, I want to read a few points on it, but it really lets us know that the devil is real, and the devil is working really hard to try to destroy what's good.
Well, it's the death culture you have. Can you believe that anyone can be so cruel, so evil, so heartless as to celebrate how many abortions they had? You don't become more innocent than a child in the womb.
Right.
And these wicked, ungodly, unclean women, they get out and they celebrate, they brag about how many babies they've killed. I got to tell you, it's a special hot place in hell for those people.
Yeah. Right. There sure is. Yeah, and then this attitude is not fringe, this article says. They reflect the assassination culture grounded in far-left idealism, assassination culture, and it says that the report states that 31% and 38% of representatives said it would be at least somewhat justified to murder Elon Musk and President Trump, respectively.
Well, look, you have just not that long ago, you had this guy who shot that fellow who was the president, CEO of that healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're celebrating this guy as a hero. The left, they're raising all kinds of money for him. He shot a coward, shot a man in the back, cowardly. But that's what the Democrats are about. They're cowardly. And here, they made this guy a hero, this fellow. And again, they're raising money. Look at how, remember you had that comedian, that blonde-headed dingbat woman who walked around with a fake head of Trump. She had, like, she was carrying Trump's bloody head. You had, what's her name? The woman who, and I'm trying to think of that entertainer, maybe Style might know, the one who covered herself and when she came out, she did that show, all she wore was hamburger meat on her. She dressed herself in just plain hamburger meat. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Was that Lady Gaga?
Yeah, that was it, Gaga, Lady Gaga. So, you know, believe me, she's no lady, okay? No lady at all, okay? Mm. But she was talking about blowing up the White House.
Yeah,
she wanted to blow up the White House with Trump in there.
And this article just points out, whoever they surveyed, I don't know, but it says that the report noted these affected by largely divided self-indifference, with 48% to 55% justifying murder of Elon Musk and President Trump. Of the people surveyed, nearly 40% say that at least somewhat acceptable or more to destroy a Tesla dealership in a protest, the report says. So this is pure Satan working. These people are insane.
Well, you had that Hollywood actor who said, how long has it been since we've had a president been assassinated, referring to like Lincoln.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think
Kennedy
of...
Kennedy and...
Pardon?
Kennedy was assassinated. Yeah.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, he... Though that was that... I'm talking about this Hollywood actor that came out.
Oh.
I can't... You know, I don't watch much television. I don't really... Not into those guys, but I know that he's one of the heartthrobs of some of those out there. And I'm... But anyhow, he's... You know, they came out and made that statement.
It was Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
Yeah, it said Johnny Depp, okay. Mm. That was him who made that statement. You know, these people, you know, and then you had that dime store gangster, the guy, and I'm trying to think, he's in, always plays a gangster in these movies, come out and said he would like to punch Trump in the face. This guy is a dime store gangster.
Yeah.
Okay? He got confused. He played some gangsters in some movie roles, and he got confused. You know, he punched Trump in the face, and then he would find himself laying on the ground. Okay, but
was that Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro. That's it. Robert De Niro, the dime store gangster.
You know, what's even more sad, Pastor, is I expect the world to do what they do, but a lot of these so-called churches or people that name the name of Christ have gone woke, and they actually identify with wanting to see Trump dead or Elon Musk dead. I mean, they have that spirit in them. And, you know, it reminds me of even when Jesus had to rebuke his own disciples when Jesus was getting ready to go to Samaria, and they were upset because they wouldn't make ready for him. And they said, hey, should we call down fire from heaven to destroy him? And Jesus had to look at him and rebuke him and say, you don't know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And these people that call themselves Christians, they really need to identify and find out what kind of spirit they have, because it is not the spirit of Christ.
Right.
Yeah. That woman I was talking about, that blonde-headed woman that was carrying that head around, who was supposed to be a president, was called Kathy Griffith. That was her name. Yeah. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This child can face a uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives.
Because he lives.
I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.
Because he lives.
Oh, fear is gone. Because I know.
Yes, I know.
He holds the future. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns. Because he
because he lives, we will too. Because Amen. He lives, we will yes. too. Amen. Amen. And we've got God's word on it. And there's nothing stronger than that. We have Pastor Hal with us. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? There's a twofold thing that the Muslims want to do. They not only want to get rid of Jerusalem, but they want to destroy all Western culture. I remember when Arafat said, first we destroy the Saturday people, which is, of course, is the Jews. Then he said, and then we destroy the Sunday people, which is America and everybody in the Western world. So when they're done with destroying the Jews, then they plan to destroy us too.
We're not going to let them get away with it, are we? You know,
no,
here,
sure.
The mindset, there was never a nation of Palestine. Palestine was a city. It seems like nobody seems to know that. But the Palestinian people today out there, there are good Palestinian people. We're not against them. Some of the strongest Christians I ever met were Palestinian Christians, but they were persecuted from every side. They got it from the Muslims. They got it from the Orthodox Jews. They got it from every place. But they were solid, strong Christians. But here's the thing: it's not about that land. It's not about that at all. They've come out, Hamas, these are people that are, and they work, you notice the radical terrorists work hand in hand with the Communist Party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all of those people that you see in those anti-Israel marches upon these college campuses there, you have them, you have the Communist Party, the collective working hand in hand with Hamas. And so, and I remember listening one day, I was listening to Al Jazeera, and you had one of the Muslim leaders on there. And this woman called in, and she was saying how the communists are going to, they're going to double-cross you. The communists are going to take you down. He said, no, he said, we're going to do, we'll take them down after we get rid of the Christians and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's the mindset. I mean, these people have it. They don't get it, right?
They don't get it. Nope. They're going to be taken down. We just read in the Revelation.
Yeah. God already, he's literally spelled it out how it's going to happen, right?
He's said he already won, so.
Yep.
We don't have to be concerned or worried about it because God says we're not to worry, and it's finished.
He's got a pretty good record, doesn't he, doing what he said he's doing, right?
Hasn't failed yet.
I mean, like, if you think Donald Trump's good at promises made, promises kept, you ought to see God, right?
Yeah, God's record's perfect.
All righty. Very good. All right, Pastor, how do you think between you and these other two fellows in here, you guys could give a really good salvation message, a very, very good invitation.
How about if they go first, and then I'll wrap it up.
All righty.
All right. Amen. Amen. I want to just say this evening, listen, it is important that we understand that time is running out. The scripture says that, O Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. And even from the message that Pastor brought earlier, it talked about those souls under the altar crying out, you know, Lord, how long before you avenge us? And all of that is dealing with time. And of course, the Lord there in the response is, you know, just be patient, just in essence, just a little while longer. And so, listen, we need to understand that that time, it is running out. And in the Word of God, it says to seek the Lord while he may be found. Listen, folks, we are living in a time right now where there is so much deception. There is so much lying. You can show a person concrete evidence, a video with concrete evidence of a situation, and they will still look at it and believe what they want to believe. And so, listen, the Word of God says this, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Listen, if you don't love the truth, if you don't seek after the truth right now, you are in a very dangerous place. It is one thing for Satan to deceive you, but it is another thing for God to send you strong delusion. If Satan deceives you, you might have a chance in the truth being exposed somewhere, somebody being able to get to you. But if you continue with a hard heart and you just say, I'm going to reject the truth every time someone is coming and presenting God to me, every time someone is presenting Christ that died on the cross for my sins, I'm just going to continue to reject it. God says, okay, I tell you what, now I'm going to send you strong delusion that you go ahead and you believe that lie so that you will be damned. So listen, you don't want to run out of time. Now is the time to seek him. And the Lord says, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man is going to be able to come to the Father except through him. So whatever your searching might be today, wherever you may not be, you know, where, hey, I'm confused on this, that, or the other. Listen, accept Christ today, because that's where it all starts. And then the rest of those things that you want to study out and learn and find, listen, there are a number of teachers. You got Pastor Sanders. You got, yeah, listen, you can find someone to help you to understand the Word. But now is the time to accept him. Do not delay.
Absolutely. And, you know, Randall was saying about that God will give you a strong delusion, or Romans tells us he'll turn us over to a reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we talk about this and we talk about scriptures, and I love to hear Hal giving all these scriptures that line up with the salvation experience, and it needs to be done. But also, there's a lot of people that have difficulty reading the Bible and that. And when you do that, just understand that you know you need the Holy Spirit to understand some of the things in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You can't understand the Bible until you're saved. You can understand it as a textbook. You also can understand some of the scriptures for salvation. That's not a problem, understanding who Jesus Christ is and that. But until you really step out and surrender to Jesus and have him as your Lord of your life, you're not going to understand a lot of things. So don't sit there and say, well, when I understand a little bit more, then I'll obey the gospel. This is the moment that you need to obey the gospel. Mm-hmm. You need to surrender to Christ now, and then all these things will become more clear to you as you read and apply them and some of the preaching that you may hear. Go ahead, Hal.
Okay, folks, you've all heard the gospel. You know that you know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. God cannot let sin come into heaven. And God loves you, but he hates your sins. And God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So if you want to come to Jesus Christ, if you want salvation, do it now. You know, the devil won't tell you not to receive Christ, but he'll tell you, you got plenty of time, put it off. And then he'll do everything he can in the meantime to get you to drop dead suddenly. And there's no second chances after death. That thing about purgatory and all that stuff is unbiblical rubbish. If you don't receive Christ before you die, you've had it. So right now you're getting a warning from God. God loves you, and without Jesus Christ in your heart, you're not even like living, you're just existing. Jesus said he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. The key is John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You can hear this program over and over again and learn all the facts, but unless you receive the person of Jesus Christ into your heart, you're still going to die and go to hell with a head knowledge full of facts. So if you want to receive Jesus, he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 tells you it's a free gift. He did all the work. Now whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment that he paid in your place. So if you want Jesus in your heart, let's say a simple prayer together. It's called the Sinner's Prayer. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call right now, and I'd like to lead you in a simple prayer of faith, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, okay? So let's pray. Dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. But God, I believe also that you died on that cross and shed your blood in my place to wash away my sins and save my soul from hell. And Lord Jesus, I right here and right now ask you to come into my heart. Give to me the payment you paid in my place in full on that cross. Give me eternal life, and I receive it by faith right now. I receive you as my one and only way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And folks, 1 John 5:13 says, if you prayed that prayer, Apostle John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Believe on meant more than just accepting the facts in your head. It meant that you received them into your heart. That you may know it, not just think it or wonder about it or hope for it, but know, that's 100% certain. Why can you know it? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, people out there listening right now, especially today, the youngest people, as we're seeing that we've never had at such a time in this nation as we do now with so much biblical literacy, I would have really been hard-pressed to believe, you know, even 20 or 30 years ago, Richard, if you would have told me that we would get to the point today where so few people really believe they're leaving the church. Many of them that left the church with the COVID thing mm-hmm. never went back.
It's never like, came back. Yeah.
And so we see this falling away, exactly what God's Word, the Bible says. Exactly. You know, and then you have people that will pick up the Word of God, they'll read this, and they'll see that, and yet somehow they've got eyes, but they don't see, right? They're missing this thing.
Yeah.
And so here we're living in the days where things are winding down just exactly the way the Word of God tells us they would. But even, you know, even you talk to people, you know, they're always saying about Einstein, what a brilliant man Einstein was, okay? And Einstein made a, Einstein was a believer. He made a statement once that said, well, you know, I theorize, but God doesn't have to theorize, okay? God doesn't. So here, folks, we're, you know, today, even the our smartest people, our most brilliant people, are those that realize, look, there is no source of information in existence that has ever come close to speaking with absolute authority like God's Word, the King James Bible. The King James Bible speaks with absolute authority. It's, there's no theorizing going on there. It tells you where things came from, where from the start, how we got here, and where we're going. And it does it with absolute authority. It does it with absolute accuracy. There's no source of information, knowledge in existence that even comes close. And yet, it's here, he's telling you. And so, God has literally given you a get-out-of-hell-free card if you're smart enough to take it. And, you know, again...
And when we say it's a free gift, you have to take it. The free gift is sitting on the table for you of salvation, but you need to reach out and take Jesus in your hands.
You know, you've heard people say, you know, I'm going to do that. One of these days, I'm going to make that decision, but there's things I want to do before that. I want there's some fun. I want to have some fun before I do that, right? Mm. But it's who's first of all, that's not their call. The day that their soul is required of them, that's not their call, is it?
That's right. Tomorrow's not promised. Not even the next minute is promised. Okay. Yeah.
And would you know? So
and what you want, what you think you want to experience before you're saved. If you get that far and are saved, you'll regret those experiences.
Yeah, but you don't know that until after you're saved. You have that understanding with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But again, you know, it just amazes me how people that really should know better, and they look around and they're seeing everything that's happening, yet it's just not registering with them. Everything is falling in place exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would.
That's right.
We're seeing the unsealing of the book. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that. Can you just imagine, look, remember back in the 50s? Let's just say we were back in the 50s right now, and you tried to tell me about AI. You tried to tell me about smartphones. You tried to tell me about all of these things that have now, and I would say, you're dreaming, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of these things, that's exactly what the Bible said would happen. It's exactly what mm-hmm. the Bible said would happen.
That's right.
We're coming up to the end. We're running out. Well, how much time do I have now? Okay. Well, we're at that time where we say, thanks for being here out there, all you listeners. Again, our most sincere condolences to Elaine Conley's family. Mm-hmm. And thanks for being here tonight with us, folks. Always, always,
always, always
keep fighting the fight.
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 Except Jesus.
Fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.